Welcome to Word of Mouth, a Bozeman Public Library podcast. I'm your host, Corey Feifel.
And I'm your other host, Jason Greenwald.
And we have finds just like you.
Today is Wednesday, July 18th, 2018.
Excuse the typo,
Jason. Oh, pardon me. Sorry, 2018.
And summer is in full swing. Here at the library.
Schwing!
And here in Bozeman, Montana.
Well, how are you doing today, Corey?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. We're recording at a new time. We usually record in the afternoon right after lunch when Jason wants to take a nap. So we're trying for a morning recording this week. Don't we sound chipper?
Also when Jason wants to take a nap. But I'm a little more spry. Spry, is that the word?
Sure.
I'm a little more engaged and active. And yes, I'm not quite as sleepy and Weston is here and he's shaking his head, probably because he knows that's totally the wrong way to use the word spry, and he's just setting me up for failure.
Well, we're the library, not the dictionary. It's all good. I don't know.
I think we've got a title for the podcast today. We're the library, not the dictionary.
You can use spry however you want. We will judge you, but we won't judge you out loud. But
maybe. Spry makes me think I can jump over things, but I don't know.
Well, keep drinking that coffee and maybe you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well today. We've got some new folks with us in the studio.
That's right.
We're calling the lab the studio now when we record.
Yes. Good point.
I think we have a big announcement we might need to make before we get in deep.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but this hombre is moving on to Washington State. I'm going west, young man, or in this case, old man, and I'm going to be a school librarian.
Woo!
And so I'm no longer going to be part of the Bozeman Public Library Podcast Network officially, and we've got two new people contributing to the podcast, and we'll introduce them in a moment as well. But sad to be going.
I take it very personally as
well,
his podcasting partner.
I know. It felt, why are you looking to them? You look like
they're
you're
my
looking
backup
for,
now.
Yeah. It's like, oh,
I got
my new friends now.
There's some new bad hombres in town.
Yeah, whatever.
you called yourself an hombre.
No, that's not that whatever part. yeah, it's very, very clicky all of a sudden. It's like, yeah, well.
Sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
Sorry, this podcast is actually an ousting. Like, get out.
Yeah, voted off the island, people.
Well, anyway, we've got some new podcasters.
Let's bring up some of the new blood.
Woo!
I'm gonna step away from the mic for a minute.
Me too. All right, guys.
Introduce yourselves. You first, Weston.
Okay. Hi, I'm Weston Flippo. I work on the bookmobile as a book library assistant.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Toot,
toot. Toot,
I get to drive this 40-foot-long bus around Bozeman and Gallatin County, and it's pretty awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And Anne?
I'm Anne. I'm a reference librarian here at the library. And, yeah, so I sit at the desk, and people come up and ask me questions about anything from what time is it to can you tell me about Euclidean geography? Geometry? I don't remember.
Something that started with G?
Yeah, it was Euclidean. Some like real obscure geometry thing that only like super duper math people would be familiar with. But yeah, here for all your questions, mundane and in depth.
Nice. We're coming back up to the mics.
Hey.
So remember that time that someone came in and he had a symbol. It was like a Japanese or Chinese letter on a necklace or like
guy.
A charm,
uh-huh.
And he wanted to know what it meant. And so,
of course, yeah, that was kind of my reaction.
And
too.
also also really worth noting, like 15 minutes before closing. So anyway, like, well,
did he take the necklace off so you could look at it, or did he just get real?
No.
It was like a little trinket, a little silver coin, maybe about an inch tall.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly. Yeah, it looked like, I guess it didn't even go on anything, but I that's what I think of, like a little trinket.
Did we find out what it meant?
No, we.
It meant start sooner.
Did you lose sleep at night?
No, I didn't. Maybe I should. I'm a terrible librarian.
No, it's fine.
But the imprint wasn't very strong, so it was kind of hard to make out what it was. Initially, we tried to look it up by just how many strokes were in the character, but again, it was too faint to really.
That's a good way to look it up.
That's how they, a lot of the times, and I'm probably going to get this wrong, but from what I understand, Chinese character dictionaries, they have, you know, since they don't have alphabet like Western languages do, they organize their characters in a dictionary by the number of strokes in a character, and then you can look things up that way.
Oh, that is cool. But we didn't find the answer to that. Just a friendly reminder that we're the library, not the dictionary. Just fit really well there.
English or Chinese.
Yeah.
We are not the Chinese dictionary either.
Oh, wow. Cool.
That's a crazy reference. Yeah. I've had a weird reference question like that. Somebody brought a brick, like an actual like crumbling brick in, and they're like,
Oh, I've heard about this one.
I found this out, like, relatively close to the library, but not like in the park or anything. But they wanted to know where the brick was from, like when, how old is it, what was here before the library was here. Could it be that this is like an old brick of value? And I was like, it could be.
Brick of value.
Brick of value.
It was one of those late night, 15 minutes before we close kind of a things too.
Well, that, and I heard about that one because it came up in a meeting later. Because people knew there were, I mean, there was actually information about where the bricks went that were here before and who, where they are now and stuff like that. It was kind of interesting.
So where are they now?
What were the bricks part of before?
I think they were, well,
I really don't remember.
I'm really in danger of
misspeaking, but I think they were just part of the structure here before.
And it was a railway station?
It was a railway station, and the bricks went somewhere. I mean, they saved a lot of the materials.
That poor brick, it was so lost and lonely, separated from its other bricks.
Well, and don't tell anyone, but you've just given me a great idea. I'm going to go down to, like, Ace Hardware in Washington and buy a brick and then walk into the nearest library and be like, I just found this outside. What did it come from? And just see what we come up with. Sorry.
Bury it for the loss of dirty and old.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
that's
a good
point.
You've
got to, like, muss it up a little.
I'll bury it
a
in
brand
there.
New brick.
Come back in a week,
honor,
dig it up.
Smack it a bit so it's not so sharp on the edges.
Yeah, see? And who can help me with learning how to weather a brick? Reference librarians.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Reference librarians in Bozeman will teach you how to weather a brick.
Yes.
And then reference librarians in Washington will help you figure out.
Yeah.
And what if they figure it out? Like, this looks like you just damaged it to play a prank.
Then I would bow and acknowledge their mastery and
disappear in a cloud of smoke.
Right.
Wow.
What Winston said. Yeah. I've been found out. Yeah. So.
Sweet.
So are we ready to talk about some of the things we've been watching, listening, reading to, playing, doing?
Yeah. Let's do it. Does anybody really passionately feel for going first and wanting to talk about what they've been into?
I need to probably have a minute or two to think.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Weston.
So Weston, I nominate.
New guy.
Nice.
Coming in strong.
Yeah.
Actually, Weston has an item on his list that I saw that I want to know about. So
yeah, Weston, tell us a little bit about yourself, too. Your major interests, hobbies, passions.
So one of my major passions, as Corey and both Anne know from riding around with me this summer on the bus, is I love professional wrestling, ranging from the most violent to the most comedic and everything in between. I just love wrestling. I can't find anyone else that has the same passion for that around me right now, but it's pretty.
Okay, I'm just going to jump in and say I'm not a wrestling fan, but I know people who are. I mean, it's a thing.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
The product, at least the main product, WWE, is maybe not the best right now, but there's a growing independent international scene. You can find wrestling pretty much on every continent except Antarctica.
That's what I was just about to
and
ask.
That's just because the outfits are too...
There might be some scientists that tussle out of like snow madness.
Well, thank goodness I'm not going to be talking about Star Wars anymore, folks.
Yeah, you're going to get wrestling talk now.
Oh, this podcast is going to be full of niche.
No, that's I love the niche thing. That's good.
Oh yeah,
I think that's awesome.
But my recommendations this week, or this episode, I should say, Beyond the Mat by Alistair Bonnett. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. He's written before, and he is a geography professor in England, I believe. And just the way he talks about these hidden, forgotten, small places is just very eloquent. It makes you want to go there. It makes you want to go. Like he writes about the part of Cairo where all the trash is dumped. And how there's this Christian community, I believe Coptic Christian community, that surrounds it and goes through it and recycles it. And they're apparently one of the most effective recycling organizations in the world. Like they recycle up to like 75% of the garbage that they get.
Wow.
And kind of how they're being pushed out by businesses and stuff. Mm-hmm. So going in the communities that I've never even heard of and no one else's. It's fascinating. I highly recommend that
book. Beyond the Map. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Sounding good.
My other one is Octopath Traveler for the Nintendo Switch.
This is the one I want to hear about, especially.
It's in the same vein as old Super Nintendo 16-bit RPGs made by Square Enix. So think like Final Fantasy V, VI, a little bit of Saga Frontier thrown in. It's beautiful to look at. It's got 2.5D graphics, so instead of just a flat horizon, it's got some depth to it, but it's still pixel artwork.
Wow.
What's
the story?
The story is you have 8 different characters, and you pick one as your main one, and then you go around the map picking up the other ones, and they interact somewhat, but basically you have 8 main characters, and you're trying to figure out all their stories. So it's a very long game.
It's a game, not a book.
It is a video game for Nintendo Switch. Yeah.
And so
I totally understood that.
And the Switch.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple of follow-up questions.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you game on multiple platforms, or like Switch is one of them, or is that your main?
There's only really 2 games I play. 3. Anything by You Don't Know Jack, that company. I forget the name of it off the top of my head. This is great podcasting material.
No, this is
Did that used to be a computer game?
Yeah, it was. But
I
now they make like a suite.
It's like
a
trivia game.
They make like a suite of video games now.
Oh wow.
All right. That's all trivia that you can do just with your cell phone.
Cool.
That are a lot of fun. I play that, Octopath Traveler, and I play Fire Pro Wrestling World on my computer where I run an eFed, which that's way too nerdy for any podcast.
I don't understand it.
Basically you're simulating a league, right?
Yeah, I have my own characters that I've made, and create storylines and
Ann and Corey, just come back in 5 minutes.
I'm kidding.
But I've done that with like others, baseball primarily, like a baseball sim.
When I was a little kid, I used to rent for the Sega Genesis, like Triple Play Baseball, like 95, and I would trade all the characters of different teams, and then my team would win the World Series. And I actually made on college ruled paper like pendants that I put over my bed for all these fake teams.
I made
a lineage, and it was pretty crazy.
That is awesome. No, that is so cool. That and probably has more meaning than like when like. You know, an NBA team has a what are those things called?
Oh, like the banners.
Banner. Yeah. The banner for like winning like the East or something like that. Yeah. Or something kind of weird like that. Okay, that part got a little rough at the end. My bad. But anyway, very cool Octopath for Nintendo Switch.
Octopath Traveler.
Octopath Traveler. And is that only on, that's a...
It's a Nintendo Switch exclusive.
Gotcha. All right. Awesome.
Sweet.
What else? What else are we doing?
And what are you into right now?
So I finished reading The City of Brass, and you're going to have to forgive me. I can't remember the author's name off the top of my head, and it's something I would butcher anyway. It's like Chudger. Yeah, it's
way to try.
I'll butcher it. But it was really fun. It was like a Mid-Eastern fantasy. Ooh. And so it's kind of I think people who like Game of Thrones would like it. And a lot of those elements and some political intrigue. And it took me a chapter or a couple chapters to get into it. But by the end, oh man, I'm really, really excited for the next one to come out since they're doing a trilogy with it. And it's been a while since I've read a trilogy book that I'm actually going to probably read the second one.
Nice.
Sweet.
What do you normally read fiction, nonfiction, mix it up?
It depends. I've read some nonfiction, and if I'm trying to learn something, nonfiction is usually the preferred genre for learning.
Usually, not always.
Usually. I mean, like, I really, really tried hard to conjure a Patronus one time, but just, I couldn't make it work.
What animal do you think your Patronus would be?
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, I'll answer that.
I gotta think about that.
Okay, I think mine would be a fox.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think mine would be a duck-billed platypus.
I'd agree with that for
you. My mom has some, let's just say, hippie friends, and they were doing a spirit animal thing at my parents' house one day when I was still living with them. And so I jumped in and did it, and mine was an otter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're so adorable. Cuddly.
Do you remember that little girl on the bookmobile who told me? There was a little girl on the bookmobile at one stop on a Saturday who unsolicited just started offering people what their spirit animal was. She's probably like, what, eight?
Eight.
She started with like a 4-year-old who was not like trying to talk to her. She was like, I think your spirit animal is a whatever, I can't remember. But she told Weston that his spirit animal was a gorilla. And that mine was an otter.
Yeah. Wow.
But I'm definitely not an otter, so.
You should bring her back and you could advertise it, you know, have your spirit animal read, or I don't know how you say
it. I don't think we'll be doing that.
No.
Identified.
She kind of scared people off the bus.
Okay. That's funny. What about you, Corey? Or was there anything else, Ian? I'm sorry, that you wanted to tell us about?
No, that's kind of the main thing I've been excited about reading lately.
And
that's
what's cool. Your Patronus? You need
maybe
more time.
Maybe a deer.
Okay.
Corey,
please don't shoot me.
No. That's valid.
We live in hunting country.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something else there. I have been reading a lot of things. I'm doing a presentation at a conference in a few weeks, and I'm participating in this presentation called Reading the Region. So I've had to look at these book of like lists of award winners and stuff like that and pick some books off there. So I've got like 20 books checked out right now, and I'm reading all of them concurrently. So it's going really well.
Nice.
I just finished a great book, though, off the American Indian Library Association's like youth honor book. It's called The Marrow Thieves by a Canadian First Nations author.
Nice.
So it was really interesting.
I'll have to get that title from you.
The Marrow Thieves. It was pretty creepy, but really good and really powerful. But I'm reading a bunch of other things right now. And Anne and I are both going to be reading Mink River by Brian Doyle for the Walking Book Club selection in August 21st, if you want to walk around and talk about books with us. We're fun.
And my dogs are welcome.
Yeah, dogs are welcome. And if you recall from the previous podcast, you don't read while walking, you discuss the book while walking.
Yeah. You can try.
I was confused about it. I thought it sounded like a terrible idea.
Sometimes I read on my walk home, which is not very far, but I feel like Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Because I'm like,
I love it. But I do read on my walk home because it's like really not far. Mm-hmm. I just can't put it down.
There goes that funny little girl. Well, I don't know the
words,
but
exactly.
Anyway, right?
Funny little girl.
She's so peculiar.
Yeah, I don't think we can say that.
Oh, sorry.
Well, there we go.
I think it's under a
well, I'm out of here, so get
it's
sued.
Under a certain amount of time, you can do it.
Yeah, I think there's a fair. Yeah, there's a fair use thing, and also if you're not in tune.
Yeah, and if you have the words wrong, it doesn't matter.
Right. Exactly.
Well, Jason, what are you checking out these days?
Well, a lot of kids' books, actually. I've been reading. So, Washington State Library Association has at least two awards. I think they might have more, but I'm still researching it. One called the Sasquatch Award and one called the Otter Awards. And they have, the Sasquatch is, I don't know, probably for books for students, readers, grades 3 to 5, that kind of, that grade group. And then Otter are shorter, younger shorter books, not necessarily for younger readers. I shouldn't say that, but they're shorter reads. So I read, I think it's this year's winner, The Honest Truth, about a boy who has cancer and he's had it. He was in remission and then it's come back and he's promised his grandfather that he would climb Rainier with him, and then his grandfather had died, and so he was fulfilling the promise, and it's about his journey to try to climb Mount Rainier, but he's young and he's sick, and so I won't say any more than that. But good book, and I read one called The Evil Wizard Smallbone, which was kind
great
of an
title.
Interesting, yeah, really, and kind of a really not the I was surprised I got really into it because I definitely now I'm reading a night Divided, which is about the Berlin Wall, about a family that's separated by the Berlin Wall when it goes up, and I tend to gravitate towards like historical fiction or something like that and away from fantasy, but I've really been getting into the fantasy stuff lately. I think I'm changing.
Changes.
You're growing up.
It's cool.
I'm growing up. That's right.
He's growing up and going back to elementary school.
So, yeah. Lots of...
Regular Billy Madison over here.
Lots of... Well, you know what? It's kind of weird how much I connect with young kids sometimes. You know, I'll talk to them about shows and stuff. I mean, I watch kid shows because I have kids, but I don't know what I'll do 10 years from now when... I guess I'll just watch Nick just to stay hip, you know, with the second grade crowd. So anyway, that's it, yeah. And just there's so much good. If you've never read any young adult fiction or early reader fiction, all that stuff is great. There's really great stuff out there. So
yeah. Cool. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on at the library here the end of July, the beginning of August, and beyond. Weston's getting pumped up in his corner ring. He's got his gloves on. Oh, that's boxing, not wrestling. Dang it. Never mind. So sorry. So here we are, end of July. We've had some great summer events. We've had some really fun concerts. We've got another one coming up August 19th. August 12th, Sunday night concert. David Gerald, great blues guitarist. He came last year for our Music on the Green series.
Cool.
Yeah, it's been really fun. John Roberts y Pan Blanco played. They're like a world music, Latin influenced little band from Billings that played here. It's been great. Libraries Rock is the theme of our summer reading. Anna and I planned some really fun programs with Parks and Rec that have been good. Including that walking book club we mentioned.
We've had some good music-based activities on the bus as well.
Yeah.
We've made harmonicas and maracas.
Oh, yeah. Maraca making is, like, my fave. I can update you on the Bozeman versus Belgrade teen reading challenge. I talked to Kate, our teen librarian, this morning, and her words, oh, Belgrade's kicking our butt by 20,000 pages. So, hey, Bozeman teens who may be listening to this, read more books. yeah, Belgrade's winning, so.
We need you.
We need you. And speaking of things that teens have going on, the teen zombie Nerf War is happening at the library on Saturday, the 28th. It's really fun. You get to shoot Nerf guns at the library, at other people in the library, at unsuspecting librarians. Just kidding. Please don't.
And if you've come to any of the teen crafternoons this summer, making shields and costumes and stuff, you are more than welcome to use that.
Oh, yeah. That's smart.
When people kvetch that you have a shield, just tell them, oh, hey, I made it.
I made it here at the library.
Yeah. You should have come.
Yeah. You should have come. Yeah. Kate has been doing some really awesome stuff for teens, so if you're a teenager and you're listening to this, or if you have a teenager and you're listening to this, reminder, libraries are awesome.
Very true.
Yeah, so anyway, you can sign up for the Teen Zombie Nerf War online. You can sign up for most of our programs online. I'd say almost all of the things that we say have signups, we want you to sign up online. It's 2018. We're living in the digital age. Anne, want to talk a little bit about our seed library? You're our resident seed expert. You can talk about how you did this before. Yeah, you can talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, so if you haven't been into the library recently, you may notice that we have a new seed display upstairs by the reference desk. And so we've got everything from flowers to produce to herbs. So it's getting a little bit late in the season now for gardening, but you know, why not give it a shot? You can always move your plants indoors if you put them in a pot. But
just imagining somebody putting a big pile of dirt, like, oh, here's my tomatoes.
Yeah, just bring them into the kitchen, dirt everywhere. It's fine, it'll be fine. You know, can go through, grow through linoleum.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah.
Your renter, your landlord will love it.
If you checked out any of our seeds and you got a good harvest this year, we invite you to bring the seeds back. And all you got to do with that is put them in some kind of little container. And then we do have some little green forms on the seed library shelf. Just some general information about the seeds and what they were, for one. So I've had a few people hand seeds and I this isn't labeled. I have no idea what this is. So
we're not magicians.
I'm not a super seed expert.
We're not mind readers.
Just a mild seed enthusiast.
But you did seed library stuff at your old library in Colorado, right?
Kind of.
Okay.
It was
more
there.
Than me.
We had one. It was on NPR at some point.
Seed libraries are really cool. I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast before, but just it's a really cool, different aspect of libraries,
yeah.
But it's the same kind of basic tenets of like sharing and community.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. I'm not a gardener myself, unfortunately. But
I think watercress from the seed library earlier, and it grew really well.
Oh, nice.
Then I forgot to water it, so it's
dry cress?
A little bit. there's still some green sprigs in there, so I'm trying to. I was out of town over the 4th, and that's when I think it got a little sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Weston, do you have any updates from the bus?
Well, the bus, we're going to be at Sweet Pea this year. We're going to be in the parade, hopefully, and then we'll be at Sweet Pea at Lindley Park area. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some activities and check stuff out. You can get one of those, what is it called, a tater pig.
So if you're gonna go
oh my gosh,
eat a tater pig at Sweet Pea, please finish it before you get on the bookmobile.
And be sure to send one to Jason.
Tater pig!
This just seems like an internet meme of some kind.
Tater pigs. Ugh. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I think that's the most of what's going on in August. We have another wellness.
We're going to be at both farmers markets this year, the Bogart Park one and the Fairgrounds one.
The bus?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. So if you are afraid of the library, you can come see us at the farmer's market while you get your own supplies to make a tater pig. I don't know what that even entails. We're just kidding.
Pigs and taters.
Oh, I should know. Well, then you can't get either of those things at the farm. I haven't seen potatoes at the farmer's market.
Do they sell meat at the farmer's market?
Oh, yeah.
They do at the... Yeah, I guess they do at both.
They feel it's all like bacon and stuff like that.
Yeah. Farmer's market. Come see your local bookmobile. Let's see. What else we might have to share with you guys about what's going on. Creative programs for kiddos are happening in August. Our regular programs are not. They take a little break and get a little rejuvenation, but they have cool creative programs that you can sign up for online. And everything is free because the library is the coolest. So...
You're mentioning summer wellness. Did we think? And then we got into tater pigs.
Oh, then we got into tater pigs, the opposite of summer wellness. Yeah. We've had, well, by the time this gets released, we'll have had two events because one is coming up this weekend at Story Mansion. The library's partnered with Parks and Rec and a couple great wellness studios in town like Zephyr Cycling and Ekam Yoga and Pure Bar. And then other organizations as well to offer pop-up classes, get some health and wellness information. So one is happening this Saturday at Story Mansion, and then one is happening on August 18th. That's 2 days before my birthday, in case anybody's wondering when my birthday is. But it's pretty fun. Libraries are fun.
Presentation and everything.
It was a gift.
We're just all going to share a few tips to help get us through the summer and through life, right?
Tips and tricks from your local library.
That's right. Yeah. So, Weston, you're up to bat.
Yeah. So, with summer, everyone's so busy and you might not have time to come to the main library downtown to pick up your holds. Well, here's a life tip for you. You can make your holds set to be picked up on the bookmobile. And you can find a stop that's maybe a little bit closer to your home or what you're doing during the day and pick it up there.
Ooh.
That's fantastic.
It's pretty awesome.
It's kind of like having books delivered to you.
Pretty much.
By a gigantic bus.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Imagine that.
I can.
Yeah. I do it almost every day.
I do. And life hack?
If your smartphone is running slow... And assuming it's not part of the nefarious Apple business with slowing down phones, check and see how many apps you have open and close them, because that can bog your phone down.
That's a good one.
Corey?
You can brush your teeth with activated charcoal. It's so wacky.
But be careful with that, because it's really abrasive.
But be careful with that. Yeah. It's really abrasive.
Dennis will chide.
Tip on a tip.
Yeah,
it's a tip on a tip.
Intermittently and gently. Cause
I'm thinking about my teeth right now. I just listened to a voicemail from my dentist.
A lot of people just brush too hard.
That's,
you think?
Yeah.
I use coffee grounds.
That's why your teeth are so white.
Yes. And why I'm so perky. my life hack is if you're at Sweet Pea and you're going to get a tater pig, and you're going to be there all day. Well, careful what you say there. We're going to bleep that out. we're going to, you know, I get three tater pigs and stack them. You make a tater pig sandwich. So the bottom, like the bun, bottom part of the bun is a tater pig. The top part of the bun is a tater pig. Yeah. And then the middle part is the meat or veggie part.
Of course.
Depending on your persuasion. is a tater pig. You eat that and you've satisfied your calorie needs for the entire day.
Probably sweet the entire pea, week.
So no, sweet pea, and it's just really, that's my tip.
And then, that's your tip.
And then consider going to Wellness in the Park.
And then go to Wellness in the Park.
Yeah, but your walk yoga slowly will feel great.
On your way. Yeah, don't run. Just saunter.
Can just lie in.
Great party.
Life tips.
Tips.
Sweet.
Okay, evil laughs over there. Well, that closes another chapter of Word of Mouth. Jason's final chapter of Word of Mouth. Remember to subscribe to the podcast.
I'm like a Game of Thrones character. I've been killed out of the book. Whatever. Also, please rate and review and subscribe on SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, or the podcast catcher of your choice. You can find us on SoundCloud, Google Play, Well, those same places.
You can also get in touch with us on the library Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram. All of the events we've mentioned and much more is available on our website at bozemanlibrary.org.
Thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure. As my grandmother used to say, keep doing to keep from mildewing. Over and out.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.